so we can be rooted and grounded, amen, not scattered, but firmly pressed and knowing the things of God and what he has planned for our lives, amen. The teaching, amen, not just hearing the word, but also doing the word and seeing it activated and be real in your life,
amen.
In my life,
amen.
In your life,
amen.
Amen. God's word is truth. So we're not just coming here, just sitting in here, oh, that was a good sermon, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But when you walk out that door, are you equipped to whoop the devil when he comes your way?
Yeah.
Not even on Monday. How about when you get in the parking lot?
I know that's right.
And things start happening.
Yeah.
And the enemy be trying to mess with you, be trying to steal the word that's already been sown on the inside of you. You can whoop the devil, amen,
yeah,
with the word of God, not by natural means, but by God's word.
Yes.
Because that's what's going to stand. Amen?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
So we want you to be rooted. Say
rooted.
And grounded.
And grounded
in the word.
In the
so
word.
When the storms of life come, you're not easily swayed and bent out of shape and you fall down and can't get up. The devil is a liar.
Amen?
Amen? So you got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know.
Amen.
Yeah.
And be fully rooted and grounded in what you believe and not easily swayed. And people can just come and just sweep you up and do what they want to do. Not in this house. So we thank God for Pastor Richard. We thank God for the teachers. We thank God not just for information, but for revelation. They can help take us to another place. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's stand to our feet. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit and be ready to receive the word of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory.
Says about the saints that you are kings and you are priests of the Most High God. God doesn't waste words. God speaks what he means, and what he means he speaks. So if he calls you a king, then he calls you a priest in Christ Jesus. That's exactly what you are.
Amen. Amen.
And the purpose of the word of God, say the purpose of the word.
The purpose of the word.
Is to transform you into what God says you are in him. Mm-hmm. Do you follow me?
Amen.
So when you're coming to receive the word of God, when you read the word of God, when you embrace the word of God, the word defines you.
Yes.
Can I say that again? The word defines you. And what you believe about the defining word, you will become.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that? What you believe about the word, the defining word, you will become. Exactly what the word says.
Uh-huh.
And this is pleasing unto God. Because God's desire is that you become exactly what he's decreed. Paul, speaking to the Colossian church, says, let the word of God dwell in you richly, which means you need to invest the word in you.
Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Are you connecting the dots?
Yes.
You are to read the word for yourself, and the word in you will transform you, because as a man thinketh, so is he. As a woman thinketh, so is she. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So the word of God in you, his desire is designed to transform you. Be ye transformed, Paul says to the Roman church in the 12th verse, 12th chapter. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, the recircuiting of your mind, so that you can begin to walk out what God says about you. Amen?
Amen.
Look to your neighbor and says, we're supposed to be successful.
We're supposed to be successful.
We're supposed to be wise.
Supposed to be wise.
Say witty.
Witty,
which is another word for wisdom. Wit means wisdom. Do you follow me? Creativity. You're supposed to be creative people. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because you come from the creative one.
Yes.
Now the word says all things came from him. Mm-hmm. And without him, nothing that is would be. God's creativity. Look around this room. Look at the creativity. Look at the differentiation. Look at the difference. Bayou doesn't look like me, and I don't look like Bayou. Why? Because Bayou's the authentic one. He's the only Bayou, and there should, it should not be another.
Amen.
Clint looks like Clint. Why? Because this is the way God wanted Clint to look. Why? Because there's no other Clint. How do I know this? There's not another fingerprint like this amongst 8 billion people.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Say only one.
Only one.
And he's Clint. And so Clint would be stupid to try to be someone else.
Yeah.
Why? Because there's only one Clint.
Yeah.
Clint's job is to be the best Clint that God has created Clint to be. And once Clint is focused on Clint, guess what? He has no room to be swayed by other people's opinion of him.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
So the word of God defines you. And once you are defined, guess what? You won't be moved off course.
Mm-hmm.
And if, say an if.
Amen.
Glory to God. You have an inkling to move off. You know how to get back.
Amen.
Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
So when you come, glory to God, to the fellowship, say the fellowship.
Fellowship.
You're coming to learn more about Christ because what's true of Christ is also true of you.
Mm-hmm.
Say, what's true of Christ?
True of Christ.
Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Uh-huh. And what is Christ? Simply the anointed one and what in his anointing. Mm-hmm. Jesus was his name. Christ defined what he was.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Yeshua means salvation. Mm-hmm. Christ anointed. He's anointed to save you. Save you from what? Save you from the damnation that comes from you walking out your life in the human flesh. But also freeing you, say freeing me,
amen,
to walk into this new reality of who you are in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So he's putting you from an old framework, an old way of thinking, an old way of being, to move you into a new way of thinking so you can become a new being.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And walking out what God has originally created for you from the foundation of all things. So once you recognize who you are, it's not the outward that you're more concerned with. Though it's good. You must take a bath or you will stink. Yeah, baby.
True.
You must brush your teeth. That's necessary.
True.
You understand what I'm saying? So they have to take care of the natural. Say the natural. But the thing that you should be focused on is what's happening on the inside of me. Because it's what's on the inside of me, amen, that reveals to others my substance.
Yeah.
My substance. Because I can only see on you what you reflect. Take that back. I can only see in you what you reflect. You wear your inward on the outward. If you're mean, it will show. What's in you comes out. Out of the abundance of the heart, what? The mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of your heart, glory to God, you will be and you will do. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man or woman thinks, so are they. They will walk out, and I don't have to, glory to God, look for it. It will be revealed in their actions. So who you are will be reflected in who you exchange with. Don't nobody know nobody like the husband and the wife. We live together. Nobody knows her better other than God.
Amen.
Because she's with me almost 24/7, 365.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one person that should see love coming from me if I am a believer. She should be my biggest cheerleader.
Yeah.
And I should be hers. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Because God says she and I represent Christ and what?
And
the church.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Who's Christ's bride?
The
body. Do you follow me? So this union should reveal the intense love of Christ in both of us. Because Christ doesn't just dwell in me. Christ dwells in her. So there should be an intensity to our love.
Amen.
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 Intense. You mess with her, I will hurt you.
Amen.
You mess with me, she will hurt you. You follow what I'm saying? Say Pastor Joe. You know what I mean? But the issue is this. Because of this union, because of this bond, we die to ourselves.
Right.
that we might be everything we need to be to one another.
Amen.
And that's not an easy thing to do if you're not in love with Christ.
Amen.
So we're in a series talking about contending. Say contend.
Contending.
Say to contend.
Contend.
I want to give you a definition. What do you think about when you hear that word contend? Say words are important. Words are very important. God, words are so important. God says you can have what you say. Say, have what you say. If God says words are important, then words are extremely important. You have to watch what you say. Because the Bible says you will have what you say. You follow me? If you discount yourself and say, I can't do this, guess what? You won't do it. Why? Because your words have that much what? Strength. Even though God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, your words will override God's words. And God says, I watch over my word. What does he mean? In essence, God says, when I speak it, I watch over it so that it will accomplish the very thing that it was supposed to be. When I spoke it, there was an intention behind my speaking. God doesn't just speak. He speaks with an intention. He speaks knowing that what I've decreed, it will come to pass. So he says, I watch over what I say because there's an intentional goal in mind when I release my words. When I speak, there's a purpose for what I'm saying. And if I've called Madison out into the earth, I have a purpose for Madison. And I have already determined an end for Madison. Why? Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I think concerning Madison. Thoughts of good and not of evil. To give Madison my intended future for her. And if she walks with me, she'll walk into everything that I have for her. But it's my good intention, but it won't manifest until she comes into agreement with me.
Right.
Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Mainly, I can have the greatest intentions for her, but Mainly will never walk out what I have for her until she comes in agreement with me.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, Mainly has to agree with me,
yeah,
even when her thoughts don't.
Yeah. 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 Yes,
sir.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
You have to do that anyway. When you go to work, you might have a different thought. But your thought better line up with your manager's thoughts, or you won't get what you desire. Do you follow me? Which is a paycheck. Do you follow that? So your thoughts are important, because what comes out of your thoughts, glory to God, you will say. And you will have what you say. So when you think about contend, say, talk to Pastor.
Talk
back to me. Give me your definition of contend.
Fight.
To what?
Oh, fight. That's what I
say. Contend. She said, contend is to fight. Okay.
I feel like I need to compete.
Compete. Okay. Fight. Compete.
Consistent.
What's that now?
Consistent?
Keep going.
You mean persistence?
Yes, yeah, persistence.
Okay, persistence. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Struggle.
What's that, Brother George?
Struggle with.
To struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else?
Battle.
Battle. Okay.
To
battle.
Mm-hmm. War against.
Mm-hmm. To war against. The other one is to
withstand.
That's good. Okay. So these are all, say all. Good definitions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Say good definitions.
Good definitions.
Think about it this way. Mm-hmm. Say contend.
Contend.
There's a definition for contend means to assert. Can you all see that? Let me get this out of the way so you can see that. Or write this down. It's going to give you a different perspective. Say to assert.
Well, sir.
Gloria. Something.
Something.
Somebody look up the word assert. As a position or argument. So when I come to class, when we fellowship together, we're coming to learn. Say, this college, is higher than any college. Say, there is a knowledge, above college. And the word of God, is above college. Say, worldly information is necessary because you live in a natural world. But the natural world, Paul says, hallelujah, is not greater than the spirit world. Because the spirit world is a reflection of what already exists. You follow me? Paul, speaking to the church, says the things that are seen were made by the things that are not seen. So what God is telling us is that there's a world that's greater than the one you live in. Though it might be real to you because you can touch it or feel it or experience it through your five senses, just because you can experience through your five senses doesn't mean that you're experiencing everything that does exist and is real.
That's right.
You found that? Mm-hmm. So to contend means to assert something as a position or an argument. Who has found the word assert? Y'all slow right here. Say assert. Madison, we have class. Word. It say faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
Word.
The word of God. Say no word.
No word.
Say no standing.
No standing.
Do you know that signs and wonders are supposed to follow those that believe? Say signs and wonders are supposed to follow those that believe.
Signs and wonders are supposed to follow those.
But signs and wonders don't save you.
That's right.
All right.
As a matter of fact, it's the word of God. Say the word of God. That the Bible says signs and wonders follow. So I have to have the word first. Say, have the word first. I must know the word. Say, know the word. There's no intimacy without words. As a matter of fact, my wife and I, since we've got all adults here, we can have sexual relationships and not be intimate. Because sexuality does not determine intimacy. Do you follow this?
Yeah.
Listen to me. Sexuality does not determine intimacy nor affection, though it can be. Say it can be.
Can be.
It can be. Say it can be.
It can be.
A reflection of a relationship. But it will not. Say will not.
Will not.
And cannot.
Cannot.
Be the ultimate purpose of a relationship. We ain't humping 24/7, 365. Say, loosen up. See, in the church, you should be able to talk about all things. Why? Because God created all things. If we can't talk about things like sexuality in the church, we got a problem. After all, the Father created every organ in your body. And I told you, He creates things on purpose. Do you understand what I said?
Yes, sir.
Say, on purpose. As a matter of fact, if He didn't do it, you wouldn't enjoy it. He, when he created for the purpose of enjoying it, because some of y'all won't do it unless understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You follow this?
Yes, sir.
So the Father does things so that you can do things so that you can produce what He desires. So sexuality, glory to God, is not, say not,
not,
an indicator of intimacy. Intimacy is a reflection of my words and the expression of my words to her that creates intimacy.
Right.
Because my actions, say my actions,
right,
which will follow my words, will create in her a trust, because intimacy builds trust.
Right.
You don't let anybody in your life you don't trust.
Right.
They can only come so far. If you're a fool, you let anybody in your life. Say, if you're a fool, you'll let anybody in your life. You should have a standard. Say a standard.
Standard.
Say standard.
Standard.
Nobody should just walk into your life. They must be vetted. Say vetted.
Vetted.
What does it mean to vet? There must be a standard that you have that allows someone to come into your life. Why? Because as a believer, you don't want anything in your life that's going to ruin your relationship with Christ. After all, you married to him before you married to anybody else.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Am I making myself clear?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying is this. What was assert? Anybody look up the word assert?
Yes,
Drew.
Go ahead, ladies.
State a fact or belief confidently or forcefully.
Say a confident statement of beliefs.
That's right.
So if I assert something, I'm confident of its truth.
Yes.
Is that not right?
Yes.
I'm confident of its what?
Of its truth.
Or validity. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about contend from a Christian perspective, I'm going to give you a statement that I wrote down, which is an example of to contend. Say contending. Say we contend. An example is, check this out. What do we got? This is a statement. Say this is a statement. We contend Can you all see that? Do you all agree with that assertion?
Satan
is
a liar.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
How do we know that? Go to
the Word.
Go to Word. Say go to the Word.
Go to the Word.
Go to Matthew 8, verse 44. So you gotta always back it up with the Word.
Always back it up with the Word.
Say 844.
844.
Mm-hmm. Somebody read that when you get it, amen. Mm-hmm. Say contend. 844. Matthew 8:44. Matthew chapter 8, verse 44.
Stop at 34. Stop at 34. Matthew 8. You mean Mark 8?
No.
Okay.
Let me get there. I'm sorry, John 8:44. John 8:44. Got Matthew on my brain. John 8:44. Because you have to contend every day. Say contending. You're contending. And what did we say? To assert is what? Confident of a truth or its validity. You got that, Rachel? Read that for me. Satan is a what? And there's a copy. Yeah, read that for me.
You are of your father, the devil, and it is your will to practice the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because he is no truth. There is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks what is natural to him. For he is a liar and the father of lies and bad truths.
So the word of God confirms your assertion. What's your assertion? Satan is a liar. What gives you confidence in that? The Bible says he's a what? He's a liar. So if he comes to you telling you you're no good and you know you're not and you know you are, how do you address that?
You give him the word.
You have you confidently, say confidently, reveal truth to him. Huh?
Yes.
And you speak that truth. Say speak that truth.
Yes.
Why? Because he responds to your words.
That's right.
Are you getting this? So if God says you're blessed and your circumstances don't look right, what do you say?
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you think of this, because if you're not full of the word, you will speak out of your emotions.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Do you follow me, saints? That's why Paul says to the Colossian church, let the word of God dwell in you. To dwell means to live in. Say to dwell in means to live in. So the word of God should be in you. So that when things come your way, and some things come from you. This is why Paul says in Romans chapter 12, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's like a hard drive on a computer. If you wanted to say something, you have to program it with the right words. Because it's going to only give you what's put in it. Do you follow me?
Right.
So the hard drive is going to only reproduce what is put in. Say, so my brain is a hard drive.
My brain is a hard drive.
And greater than any computer.
So
what you put in, say what I put in.
It's
going to come out. You follow me?
Yes.
So when you put the word in, it's not only transforming the way you process, and processing is thinking, it also begins to change your heart about you and what it says about you.
That's
good. You see the machinery in your brain clicking right now? Because the word will transform your thinking, it'll transform your heart towards the thinking, and once your mind and your heart come into agreement, nothing can stop you. Do you follow that? So the word comes to transform the soulish realm of a human being. What's my soul? My mind, which is a place of intelligence. My will is where I make my decisions. Huh? And my what?
Emotions.
My emotions. Your emotions will cloud your sound judgment.
That's right.
Say, wacky emotions,
wacky emotions
will cloud soundness of thinking.
Will cloud soundness of thinking.
I don't know if I should do this or not. A double-minded man, a double-minded woman can what? Cannot receive anything from God. Not that God is not. God is not speaking. He's always speaking. But can you receive it? And he's saying you'll miss it. Why? Because your mind is all over the place. Your thinking is scattered. So the word can't land because you're not in a place to receive. Because you got so much going on the inside. Do you follow me? So your emotions are necessary, but they need to line up with the word. Say, line up with the word. So that the Father, say the Father's, transmission will be the only thing that you receive. Do you follow that? Why am I saying this? Because the body of Christ has to learn how to contend for the things of God.
Yes. Amen.
You must assert that God's way is the right way.
Amen.
Right.
You must assert that I can be successful, even though it's difficult, I can achieve.
Yeah.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
My current condition does not determine my future position in the Father. It does not change.
Amen.
Do you follow that? So you can't look at yourself from your current dysfunction to come to a conclusion that your next steps will be irrational. You must see it in the viewpoint of the word. So I got to follow the word. Say, follow the word. Be what? Transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. Go to Romans chapter 12. I want you to see this. So we're talking about the word. And we have to contend for what the word says about me. Say what the word says about me. Say the word.
The word.
Mm-hmm. See, God, say God, comes to make a whole, a one person whole in him. Say whole in him. And what I mean when I say whole, say complete.
Complete.
You are already complete in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When you came into Jesus and you received Christ as Lord, everything that you needed was completed by him.
Mm-hmm.
But this has to begin to understand. Say understand.
Understand.
What is in me. And to understand what complete in him means. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Stand up, Clinton.
Use Clinton as an example.
You ever heard the song that says, my hands look new? We used to sing that. My feet look new. When you got saved, your feet look the same. Did nothing change. You probably would say. When Clinton receives the Lord, by the Spirit, say by the Spirit. Now Clint has everything he needs. Say everything.
Everything.
Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit in him now, glory to God, will begin to reveal himself to Clinton because the Holy Spirit is going to put Clinton in a place where this becomes real to him. What is this?
The word.
This is say the word.
The word.
Hmm?
Yes.
And the word is faith. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I can also say, can you see this? Without faith or without the word, I can't have any faith. Say, without faith, I can't process the word. Without the word, there's no faith. So it's like wet with the water. I can't have one without the other. They're both the same. So when Clinton begins to read the word, the Holy Spirit begins to reveal to him that this is talking about you. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 17 says, what's true of Christ is also true of you. So as Clinton begins to read the word, Clinton begins to recognize that it's talking about me and the Christ that dwells on the what? Inside of me. So now the more I read this, the more revelation comes, and I begin to understand my true purpose in God. My true purpose in God is simply this, to be like Christ.
Right. Yes.
Did Jesus fail in anything?
No.
Was Jesus afraid of anything?
No.
Did Jesus tell the truth about everything?
Yes.
Jesus was a master carpenter.
He was.
Which means he was a professional. And he was exceptional in what he did. So if the master dwells in Clint by the Holy Spirit, what can't you do?
Right. Come on. Anything I don't believe.
Are all things possible for Clint?
Yes.
But who has to believe that?
Right.
Because if Clint doesn't believe it, though the word is true, he won't manifest what the word says because he doesn't believe it.
Right.
But what if Clint believes this? He'll manifest everything that Jesus manifests on the earth. And whatever he puts his hands to, guess what? It will prosper.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
You follow me? Not only that, your relationship with Christ teaches you how to relate to others.
Uh-huh.
Do you follow that?
Yeah.
Why? Because Jesus said in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, verse number 5, he said, the world will know you by the love that you have one for another.
Amen.
So when God gives you his son by the Holy Spirit, you become friends with others.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He starts to connect you, say connect you, with people, say people, who might not look like you, but they're still your brothers and sisters.
Right.
Madison is my sister.
Right.
What? Her daddy and my daddy are the same. We come from God. So that's my sister. Do you understand what I'm saying? Bayou is my brother.
Amen.
We come from the same spiritual DNA. And the Bible says that we should love one another. And as we love one another, we will show a witness to the world that we are God's children. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you come into Christ, a whole new world of relationships is developing as you walk with him.
Yeah.
He'll even tell you who your brothers are before you know it.
Amen.
That's a brother right there. God, I don't know him. Well, go get to know him, because you'll find out what I've already told you is true.
Right.
You just have to have the courage to go get it. You follow me? So he'll pull you into a fellowship. Say a fellowship. And that fellowship will become a new surrogate family. Why? Because now you have a realm of accountability. How can you say you love God who you've never seen, but I can't love Clinton who I see every day? God says, you might be a liar. Are you following me? So God brings you into a place, say in a place, for you to change. Say the change. And then, glory to God, he gives you his word, the element for change. Say the word.
The word.
Somebody read Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 for me. Thank you. Appreciate you, brother. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. Say the word.
The word.
Is the key ingredient
for transformation.
No word,
no
transformation. You have some people who've been in the body of Christ for 20 years. There's no change. Say no change.
No change.
And God, it's really a disgrace to God to be in church 20 years and not doing what God says to do. Say a disgrace. Because he's giving you everything you need to succeed.
That's right.
Say everything.
Everything.
Say everything.
Everything.
Say everything.
Everything.
Everything. Say everything.
Everything.
Say, I shouldn't be falling.
I should be falling.
Hey, if I've been in Christ 5 years, I shouldn't be falling.
I should be falling.
And everything that comes my way.
Come on now.
Everything.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And the Bible says this, that you're your greatest enemy. Say you are.
I am.
Say not Satan.
Satan.
Satan can't do nothing to you. You know who you are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's under your feet.
Mm-hmm. Say nothing.
Nothing.
So what the enemy attempts to do is use you to contradict what God wants for you.
Mm-hmm.
Uses you to sabotage what God wants to do through you. Uses you to sabotage the wealth that God wants to build with you. Say, uses me.
Uses me.
I'm too tired.
Too tired.
I ain't got time. I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And you notice God goes a knock on your head and say, He lets you do whatever you think you want to do. And at the same time, say at the same time, the blessings are running right by you. Because God's not going to force you to do anything you don't want to do. You follow me? So the enemy is not your enemy. It's the messed up mind that you have and the emotions associated with that mind that hinder you from walking where God wants you to walk. So look, your neighbor says, I am
crucified
with Christ.
All
things
are
passed away.
Behold,
say all things. Say,
are new.
Say, all mindsets.
All
the crazy emotions.
All
the thoughts about your old boyfriend. All that crazy thoughts about your old girlfriend. All the thoughts about your fame. All the things about you snorting cocaine and smoking drugs and sex and doing all of those. Say, that's
dead works.
Say, walk away from that dead stuff. And into the newness of life. The Father has for you right now. Say, newness.
Life.
New things.
New ideas.
New creativity.
New confidence.
New boldness.
New boldness.
I can do this.
With Christ.
Nothing
is too hard
for me. It might be difficult, but I will overcome it. Because it's necessary to develop confidence in my God and who He has created me to be.
Hallelujah.
Say, glory to God. I'm walking in a new place because I'm a new person. Say, in Him.
In Him.
I look good.
I look good.
I like my nose.
I like my curves.
Quit trying to be somebody else. And perfect what you have. Say, perfect what I have. You need to work out? Go work out. You need to lose the weight? Lose the weight. Quit tripping. Say, quit tripping. Do what you need to do.
Yes.
God is with you.
Yes.
Say, God is with me.
God is with me.
I was an extrovert. I talked too much. Let the Holy Spirit guide your tongue.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert. I don't say anything. Let the Holy Spirit use your tongue.
Yeah.
Say, there's a balance in Christ.
There's a balance in Christ.
You're never too far over here. You're never too far over there. He brings you into alignment. Do you follow that saying?
Amen.
Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
So I have to contend with words. You know, playing as an athlete. Saying, because if you haven't been an athlete, I'm just giving you an idea. Your body becomes your greatest weapon, but it will also become your greatest impediment to the next. Why? Because your body will say, I'm tired.
Yeah, sure.
Your body will say, we need to stop. I can't go any further. But your heart says, you will go.
Right.
You will do this. And you think you're about to die.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you know what it feels like to puke out your guts?
Okay.
Oh. You're a brother. Okay. You hit it and you keep going. Because what it teaches you is how to bring this thing into alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So that it begins to do things and you're saying, man, I was running up 5-1 before I got here. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh man, I can lift this. Or Say or.
Or.
I passed physics. Calculus? Huh? Geometry? See, obstacles are never supposed to defeat you. They're simply tools to build confidence in the God that created you. That you can do anything you and he put your mind to.
Yes, yes.
Notice it says you and he.
You and he.
Because you have a comforter. Is there a comforter? A helper, an advocate, who is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Who you, say you, and I have a responsibility to develop a relationship with.
Yes.
Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Is your friend.
Is my friend.
My friend.
Not a foreigner.
Not a foreigner.
A trustworthy friend.
A friend
that's faithful. A friend that will tell you the truth. A friend that will keep you accountable. And he's resident on the inside of you right now. And he speaks through the word.
Amen.
They say he speaks through promptings. What is a prompting? You know it. All of you have experienced it. Imagine you ever had an incident where you said, man, something told me I should have done that. Holy Spirit. Now, if it was bad, that wasn't Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Just say, hey,
amen.
Because I was inclined to do some stuff and I was like, it ain't turned out too good. And I know that wasn't Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? I knew it before I did it. You follow me?
Amen.
So you have to contend. Say contend.
Contend.
Say assert something.
Assert something.
As a position.
As a position.
Or an argument.
An argument.
And I should have put this of truth.
Of truth.
Mm-hmm. What's true? I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a saint.
Yes. Amen.
When you become a Christian, say
a Christian.
You are not a sinner. You are a saint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You hear people say, I'm still a sinner saved by grace. Mm-hmm. You were a sinner saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm a saint now.
I'm a saint now.
Say, I'm a son of God.
I'm a son of God.
I don't sin continuously. Now, some of y'all be saying, well, dog, Pastor, I think I sinned a little.
Sin continuously.
Say, that's not who I am.
That's not who I am.
God doesn't see you as they what?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what has to change?
My mindset.
Mm-hmm. My mindset. Yes.
You got a sin consciousness that hasn't been changed. What's consciousness do you need to have now? Christ consciousness. Do you follow me?
Yes.
So do you see, say transition.
Transition.
See, you have to, see many of us are walking out a Christian life with an old consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
What's the old consciousness, Pastor? The pre-Christ consciousness. The before Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, now you have to walk in the after Christ consciousness.
After,
after Christ, what's that mean? After I've come into relationship with him, I have a new consciousness of who I am.
Yes.
And I don't view myself from the old way, the old man, the sensory level. What's the sensory level? What I think. Your five senses. Say five senses. That's what you were before you received Christ. You operated out of your five senses without Holy Spirit's help. And most people who are living defeated Christian lives are living their lives out of their five sense operation and never receiving the benefits of Christ, and they're miserable. Because you can't worship God with your five senses. They who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What spirit? What spirit? The word. Go to John 6:63, Clinton, and read that for me. John chapter 6, verse 63.
I got Romans 12 pulled up whenever.
You got Romans 12 back? Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm going to let you read that. Who has the mic? Thank you, sweetheart. Clint, read that so that everybody can. Hallelujah. John chapter 6, verse 63. Are you getting anything out of this?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Clinton.
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing.
Mm.
The words that
words that are what?
Spirit.
They are what?
Spirit.
Spirit, and they are what?
Life.
So Jesus is saying to you that his word, say his word, is spirit.
It's spirit.
And it is what?
Life.
What type of life? It affects you spiritually and it affects you naturally. So when you speak the word of God, you are speaking the words of God, which are spirit and are what?
Life.
In essence, when you speak the word over you, it will have a supernatural impression upon your life.
Amen.
Do you follow me, saints?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So what you say is important. Mm-hmm. And the words that you say are critical. Say critical.
Critical.
So you need to know the word.
Yes. Amen.
Just like I need to understand. Say understand. Pastor needs to understand. My job description.
Right.
And what I'm responsible for. Say, what am I responsible for?
What am I responsible for?
Mm-hmm. You go to job and you have to read your job description.
Yeah.
Or what they tell you your job is.
Right.
You follow me?
Right.
If you do it, things will benefit in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Say, in most cases.
In most cases.
Because sometimes you can have a peanut head boss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They give you a hard time.
Yeah, that's true.
But you pray for him. Say, pray for him.
Pray for them.
Because he has some issues. Say, he or she has issues.
He or she has issues.
That's the powerful thing about believers. You can change your work environment if you've got a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
God can change my work environment.
I can change my work environment.
See, you don't even understand. Some of you do. Some of you do. You have the controlling agent on your job.
The Holy Spirit.
If you get focused, say get focused.
Get focused.
And say, Holy Spirit, show me my boss. How should I pray? Mm. How should I pray for my coworkers? Why do you already understand this?
Yes, sir.
Katrina understands this. She prays. And getting a greater understanding. Say greater understanding.
Greater understanding.
Because let me tell you something. God looks at the heart. Say, looks at the heart.
Looks at the heart.
So you can say to someone that you forgive them, but you're full of hell.
Now.
And God says, I don't even believe a word you said to her.
You can't.
I don't believe a thing you said because your heart don't line up with your speech.
Oh,
so repent. Say repent. Because God said, I'm seeing you. Say, I'm seeing you. And everything you said, it ain't even true.
Deal with the people right where they
are. Just true. You know it's true.
Yeah.
You said some things about the people and you say like, And God says, I'm looking at your heart. He said, judge everything by what?
The heart.
The heart. Say the heart.
The heart.
I heard some people say, Pastor, we love you, and they're cussing me out.
Oh, my.
That heart.
Wow.
It's just the way people are.
Wow.
But God says, that's not how my church should be.
That's not
you follow me? Because if you like that with people outside, you like that with your family. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. All
right. This is the outro, sir.
Right. Well, what does God do? Say, cleanse us up. Say, cleanse you up.
Cleanse me up.
Say, we all are being transformed by you. Romans 12, verse 1 through 2. You get anything out of this, guys?
Yes, sir.
I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Now, what does that mean? To present your bodies.
To give up.
To offer.
To offer.
So everybody say, every day I get up.
Every day I get up.
I offer my body.
I offer my body.
To God.
To God.
How do I do that?
By submitting.
Huh? That means you yield. Huh? That means you yield to the word that you know. Say the word that I know.
The word that I know.
Uh-huh. And you yield to the promptings that the Holy Spirit is pushing. Say pushing.
Pushing.
He's desiring you to.
Right.
Perfect example. You want to walk by some girl that you hate, and the Holy Spirit says, say hello to her. You be like,
Or
bumper?
Or bumper?
You just missed the prompting. Do you follow me? You just missed the prompting. Because what he's trying to do, he's trying to bring you, use you to bring peace between us.
Right, amen.
Why? Because God's ultimate desire is for you to be yielded to him so that he can bring her into a relationship with the God that you say you love.
Right.
Facts.
So that's what it means to present yourself. So you get up in the morning, you don't get up like, I don't want to go to class today.
I felt that.
was shut off.
That's a real one.
Wake up and say, boom, Father, I love you, I love Mom, I love everybody, glory to God. I'm going to yield my affections, I'm going to yield my emotions, I'm going to yield my desire to you today. And I'm going to walk outside of the dictates of my fleshly desires and my appetites.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to do what you tell me to do. But that guy just shot a bird. I want to, no. Ignore him. Keep dropping. God bless you.
I know that's right.
When your first inclination is, I want to go hurt him. You follow me? Say, that's what it means to you. Say you. That's presenting. Say presenting. Your whole what?
My
whole
body.
Go ahead on.
I just wanted to add, before I think my mic turned off. But anyways, I just wanted to add, like, me and Marcus were talking one day, and we were talking about, like, when the Lord puts someone in your spirit, a lot of the time I feel like it's to pray for them. It says in the Word, he either knows to do right, doesn't, or him in the sin.
That's right.
So, I don't know, I feel like the Lord wanted me to say that. Somebody comes in your spirit.
Amen. That, because it demonstrates how we yield. Say yield. When the Lord puts somebody on your heart, and like Brand, like Abayu said, I feel like I needed to pray.
Yeah.
Then what? Pray.
Right.
Holy Spirit will give what? Instruction and what? Direction. Mm-hmm. But what is happening in that process? There's a yielding. You're submitting yourself to the prompting. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
You don't ignore it. Right. You yield to it. And what happens with that? Now the Father begins to watch. What is he watching? Your response to his promptings.
Yeah, right.
And as you begin to yield to the promptings, guess what? More instruction comes. Why? Because he sees a yielding. There's a yielding. There's a yielding. They're yielding to my promptings.
Yeah. Right.
Say baby steps.
Baby steps.
The Father takes you as far as you allow him to take you. But when he sees you yielding to what he's prompting you, then he'll begin to make his voice more prominent. Why? Because I give grace to the humble.
Yes.
Yield yourselves to the Lord. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
And in due season, say due season.
Due season.
What is due season? In due season is preparing you to respond to him in a more equitable manner.
Yes.
In essence, you begin to say, that's God, I'm yielding.
Yes.
Girl, I got to get off the phone, the Holy Spirit's talking. Click.
Amen.
Bro, I got to get off the phone. The Holy Spirit's talking. Click. Listen, can I call you back? Holy Spirit's calling me. I will get with you later.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Right.
Because God wants to do that with some of you.
Yes.
But you got too many other things going on in your life. And he can't break through. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead, everybody. Are you getting anything out of this?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Madison, does this make sense? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead, everybody.
Presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
What does reasonable mean?
Rational.
Means it's easy. It's not hard. Notice he said he didn't say a dead sacrifice. He said what?
A reasonable.
So he ain't calling you to die. You understand what I'm saying? In the physical sense. What he's saying is simply this. Begin to offer all of you to me. Say all of me.
All of me.
Do you recognize that the strength of God is not needed when you're strong?
That's right.
Right.
That's why David says, when I'm weak, he's strong. When you try to do things you can't physically do in faith, God will give you the strength to do it.
Right.
But that's a mindset breaking. That's a head, say a head removing. And a heart, say a heart. Sensitization. See, God got to sensitize your heart so that you can trust him more than you do your symptoms. Can I get an amen in the house?
That's real good.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
Takes courage and yielding to the Holy Spirit. And to everybody is different. Say everybody's different.
Everybody's different.
Her, I can ask her to do something and she's going to do it. Her big sister, it'll be some time. Just the truth. Say just the truth.
Just the truth.
Because big sis got a lot more resistance. Because big sis want to do her own thing. And big sis comes back when she fell down, bumped the head, and then it's like, okay, you got to mend the wounds that got set by God.
She learned when daddy says something, I do it. Pray for her, because the enemy don't like that type of obedience. And some people don't like it because it's crazy how people in bodies begin to fight against one another. Because one's doing something they want to do, but they won't do it. Notice how you want to do something, but you won't do it.
Right.
Say, want to do it.
Want to do it.
But won't do it.
But won't do it.
Does that make sense, good?
Yeah.
Want to do it, but won't do it. Say, want to do it, but won't do it. Sounds like the Apostle Paul, don't it, George? The thing that I want to do, I won't do because I what?
Do not.
Because I'm caught up in myself. That's what it means. You said reasonable service. It's reasonable for you to yield to me. In essence, ain't nobody standing over you with a hatchet and saying, I'm going to cut your head off if you don't yield to this. Go ahead, nobody. Verse number 2. Are you getting anything out of this sentence?
Amen.
Say, contend.
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 And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
So you have to prove it.
Yes.
Deborah has to prove it. Rita has to prove it. Reggie has to prove it. It's not that it's not provable. You have to prove it for yourself.
Right.
Do you follow me? So in essence, the word is true. Say the word is true.
The word is true.
But it doesn't become true to you until you believe it and do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So never say, never say,
never say
what you can't do.
What you can't do.
Because God wants you to rise up,
rise up
to a position. Say to a position,
position
where you can see further than you can currently see. Where do you see yourself in the next 2 years? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? And what does it take to get there? And what are you willing to do with God? Say with God. Because you tried to do it, it ain't working.
That's an ouch.
Say, get God involved.
Get God involved.
Because he wants to be involved.
He wants to be involved.
Uh-huh. So what are you trying to do? Because God says, go to Mark 11. Mark 11. Verse
22.
Say, the Lord is supposed to challenge me.
The Lord is supposed to challenge me.
Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to respond to the challenge.
And I'm supposed to respond.
Because greater is he that's in
me
than he that is in the
world.
Say, I got the goods.
I got the goods.
Everything I need is on the inside.
Everything I need is on the inside.
See, that's why you need brothers and sisters in the Lord and constant fellowship. Say, constant fellowship.
Constant
you need someone to teach you. Say, besides the Holy Ghost. Why? Because God's always talking about relationships.
Yes, yes.
Say relationships.
Relationships.
Say relationships.
Relationships.
One reaches one reaches another.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, you got a whole bunch of people in the community that believe the same thing.
Amen.
And when they all believe the same thing, where the focus goes,
power flows.
So if 100 people are coming together believing God for one thing. Say one thing.
One thing.
If one can chase 1,000, and two can chase 10,000, let's do the multipliers. Then three can chase 100,000. Then four can chase 1,000,000. Do you see the multiplier there? And the influence, say the influence, of our union and agreement brings a powerful flow of God into our midst. Does God want you to have money?
Yes.
Yes. Why? You can help more people if you got more money.
Facts.
Amen.
Amen. I know that's right.
You can buy somebody a house.
Facts. Amen.
According to your faith, be it unto you.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
God always does more and thinks bigger than we.
Yes.
Pastor, how do I know that? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 9. I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of man the good things that God has in store for those that love him. But these things are revealed by his Holy Spirit. If we yield to the Holy Spirit and ask, God will show you the bigger things that he would like to do through you.
Yes.
And he won't show you all things. He gives you bits, pieces, and parcels. Why? Because he has to have you one way. If he gives you too much, you'll trip over it. Or you'll run from it. Say, run from it. And God don't want you running from nothing. So Mark 11. Who's got that? Everybody's got the mic and the scripture. Go ahead, buddy.
And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
What is a mountain?
An obstacle.
It's an obstacle. It's a problem. Look, your neighbor says we should be talking to our problems.
We should be talking to our problems.
Say we should be talking to our issues.
We should be talking to our issues.
And it's also a sign of faith. Say a sign of faith.
A sign of faith.
People who don't talk to God, they don't do it because they don't have faith in it.
Right.
But without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if you don't spend time in the Word of God, you won't have faith in what he says.
That's right.
And you know what you'll have? You have turmoil in your house continually. Yeah. Why do you have turmoil in your house? Because you got turmoil in your mind. Yeah.
That's a good bomb drop.
What did I say before? What's in you gonna come out? If your house is told, it's told because the people in the house told it. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
If there's joy in the house, it's because joy is in the house. Why is joy in the house? Because joy is in the people.
That's right.
Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
So what's in you, say what's in me,
what's in
will
me?
Fill your environment.
Fill your environment.
You follow me?
Yes.
That's why I always tell my girls, get your inside right. I tell my guys, get your inside right. Because when the inside is right, the right person will come to you.
Yes. Yes.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Do you follow me? You attract what you are.
You attract what you are.
Do you follow me, Satan? So if you are full of God, say full of God, you're going to attract those who like God.
Amen.
Amen.
When you gave your life to Christ and made a commitment to God, did you lose some friends, Clinton? Why do you think you lost them, bro? They're not on the same page. So when you come into a relationship with God, those who don't like God won't like you.
For sure.
That's right.
If they hated me, they'll hate you.
Even. Though y'all had a cool relationship. But now they recognize there's a difference.
There's a difference.
Because light and darkness can't mix.
Right.
Like oil and vinegar does not mix. So God will disconnect you with someone because he understands it. Where the Spirit of God dwells, the spirit of darkness will not. So if you are, if your friends are not Christians, it's darkness in you. And the darkness in you is not strong enough to deal with the darkness in them. So this young man is always walking with the Spirit of God, and the people who are walking with him want God too.
Yes.
Why? Because life attracts life.
Yes.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
So if you are a Christian and you can't bring someone else to Christ, it's an indication that there's not enough Christ in you to override the darkness in them. And God says, that ought not to be. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
How do I change that? Spend more time with the Master.
Yes. Amen.
Say, spend more time with the Master.
Spend more time with the Master.
And how do I do that?
His word.
And do what his word says.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a round of applause. Are y'all catching this?
Yes, sir.
You catching this? Say, catch.
Catch.
How? Because God wants you to be world changers.
Yes.
Yes.
God wants you to be a world changer. Say a world changer.
A world changer.
You are. You say, I'm not the light.
I am.
Jesus is the light.
Yes.
But I'm the lamp. Then the light shines through. Say, I'm the light.
I see what you did there.
That he shines through.
Yes.
And a bright light. Say a bright light.
A bright light.
A bright light is a light that does not have any imperfections on the inside. You know those lights? They sit in a cage with a bunch of dust. When you clean the dust off, it shines brighter. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The dust is representative of the stuff in our hearts that's not by God.
Right.
It blocks the light from shining brighter.
I see what you're doing.
And since you get into the Word, glory to God, the Word begins to what? Clean you up from the inside.
Yes.
So more of the essence on the inside can come out. Do you follow me?
Yes.
And when you do that, you have the God kind of faith.
Come on. Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Say the God kind of faith. Because another interpretation of Mark 11:22 is have the God kind of what?
Faith.
And whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the what? What is he saying? Removing the obstacle that consistently agitates you.
Yes.
Say consistently.
Consistently.
Agitates you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead on, Bayou. That's my reading today. Bayou's my reading today.
That whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart.
Shall not what?
Doubt.
Say, shall not what by you?
Doubt.
So what is the problem to the believer?
Doubt.
Doubt, say doubt.
Doubt.
You know Superman, right?
Okay.
What was Superman's weakness?
Kryptonite.
Say kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
You know what the weakness to the believer is?
Doubt.
What's another word for doubt? Unbelief.
Faces.
So you Superman, say Superman.
Superman.
You start dying. You start dying.
That's your kryptonite. You start getting weak.
I can't fly.
And what does the enemy do? He tries to give you negative words to create doubt.
Yes.
Negative words to create unbelief. Mm-hmm. You're going to die.
Yes.
You're not going to live. Them prophecies you got, those were lies. You'll never see them in your lifetime. That's how the enemy plays with you. Your children ain't gonna be nothing. And the Bible says that you have to pull down.
That's right.
What does that mean? To do what?
Yeah.
To do what?
Yeah.
To do what?
Yeah.
To assert, but to assert, to come and say, I'm going to have everything that God says I'm supposed to have.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
And you don't say that one time, you say that until it comes to pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you follow me? See, that's what, see, some people think content is this. You understand? God, you hit one leg on the football field, you ain't got a leg for the rest of the game. You lost your mind. Now, coaches say, run all over that boy right there. He ain't fighting nobody.
Right.
Whew, the whole team coming Clint way because Clint started running. Not saying Clint does that. But wherever the weakest link is, that's where the enemy comes.
Yep.
Because they want to win.
Yes.
And if you want to win, you want to find where the weakest link is.
Right.
So the enemy comes to the families. Who's the weakest link in this family? Mm-hmm. Who's the weakest link in this family?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's the weakest link in your family?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the weakest link in your family? Mm-hmm. Who's the weakest link in this family?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you the weak link in yours? Mm-hmm. Are you the weak link in yours? Mm-hmm. Are you the weak link in yours? Mm-hmm. Are you the weak link? Because I'm coming for the weak link.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you say, I'm strong.
Yes.
In the Lord. And the power of his might.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you say that because you believe it.
Believe it.
Faith comes by
hearing.
And hearing by
the word of God.
So if I lack power,
I lack word.
The word of God gives me what?
Power.
A recognition of the power that I have. Say authority.
Authority.
If I lack confidence, the word of God gives me confidence in God's abilities and not mine.
Amen. Right.
Hmm? It's the word you know, Jesus said, that sets you free.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Say the word you know.
The word.
You know. So if you don't know the word, you can't be free.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know,
you're a slave in your household. Because you don't have the weapons of world warfare.
Mm-hmm.
You can't contend because you have no weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you do. Mm-hmm. Even if you do. When a baby elephant comes out of the mother's womb,
They put a rope around his leg and a peg in the ground. So the baby elephant, not strong enough to pull the peg out of the ground, begins to think that he or she can't do it. The potential to grow to 5,000 pounds and able to pull down whole trees lies on the inside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, the potential is there.
The potential is there.
But the enemy has ruined the mind.
Mm, that's good.
So as the baby begins to grow, say grow,
grow,
in strength, stature, and power, she's still locked. He's still locked because in his mind, the first few episodes of not being able to pull that peg out of the ground still sticks with him or her.
That is such a
challenge. And at 2,500, 3,500, 5,000 pounds of sheer muscle still doesn't attempt to break out of bondage. That all she has to do is now, as she's grown into adulthood, is just go, boom, and that peg will pop right up.
That's such an analogy.
Amen.
You follow that?
Yes.
That's what the enemy attempts to do to every human being.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mess your mind up so you think you're sick.
That is so good.
You don't think you can do this.
Mm.
And you settle, say settle.
You settle.
For mediocrity.
Come on. Mediocrity, wow.
You settle for less because in your mind you've been conditioned to believe you can't go forward.
Wow, that's so good.
But the word of God comes to break that mindset.
Yes.
The word of God comes to destroy that type of thinking.
Yes.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
So you can believe. Believe. Say believe.
Believe.
If God says indeed all things are possible to those who will believe.
Yes.
Say believe.
Believe.
That's what the word faith is. Pistis. P-I-S-T-I-S in the Greek vernacular. It's pistis. That word means believe, faith, confident trust.
Yes.
In what God has said. And when you have a confident trust in what God says, you can speak to the mountain. Speak to your problem.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
To speak to that problem.
Yeah.
And not doubt. Say not doubt.
Not doubt.
Because you understand God is true. His word, what it works.
Yeah.
And God gives you one success, and he builds upon another. And eventually you have a record, a resume of God's goodness. Okay. David had a resume of God's goodness.
Yes.
Say David, King David. Yes. David was in there working with those sheep, and the lion came, and he killed the lion, and he killed the bear, and he's recognized that God is with me, and no matter what comes my way, I can fight and win. And when Goliath shows up, he's full of confidence and says, you uncircumcised 9-foot Philistine, today I'm going to cut your head off, and I'm going to walk around with your head in my hand.
Yes.
Why? Because he had a trust, a confident trust in the Lord God.
Amen.
And he contended, say contended with the mountain. What was the mountain? That 9-foot giant.
That's right.
And he says, all of my nations are scared, but today, brother, today I'm going to take your head off. Today, this little boy that can't pick up that spear, I'm going to pick up that big spear and I'm going to cut your head off. And I'm going to hear it. I'm going to hang it up. Amen.
Yes.
So people can see. Not me, but the confidence I have in Almighty God.
Amen.
Do you have the confidence to make God mighty in your circumstances and situations? Do you have the confidence to speak to that circumstance and say, hey, my God can do anything?
Yes. Through Christ.
Can do anything. All I have to do is ask. Don't doubt.
Don't doubt.
Believe.
Believe.
You got that, Madison?
Yes.
Believe. Archelaus, do you have that? So you won't be acting crazy? Hmm? You follow me? The word of God will change you.
Yes.
If you put it in you.
Amen.
The word of God will change you. If you do what it says. The word of God is the change agent that you need to be everything that God desires you to be.
Amen.
So quit being bullied by your circumstances. Quit being bullied by what you can't see. Why do I say that? Just because you can't see it, don't believe you can't have it.
Right.
What you're looking at is the stuff that's saying you can't. Quit looking at your checkbook and start saying what I can't do.
Oh, I know that's right. I know that's right.
Yes, sir.
check, but he gonna skin it. Get quiet. I didn't want to talk about what's going on in that room. Shut it up. So I'm very quiet now. The enemy does shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. I will speak.
I can talk. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. Please speak in my spirit. Don't think that I haven't been through some of this stuff. I can teach it because I've been through it.
Come on.
I like that.
Look at your situation. The first thing you want to say, I don't even want to deal with this. Wrong mentality. Say wrong attitude.
Wrong attitude.
Put your hands on that Bible, go put it on the word, and put the word on the checkbook and say, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that because I'm a giver and I'm a tither, holy God, hallelujah, my circumstances are going to change. Resources are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, glory to God. The Lord says, if I honor him with my substance, glory to God, he will make my barns plentiful and full. He ain't going to do something. That's what a lot of people want to hear. Go do something.
Crying.
Amen. I ain't seen a Brinks truck fall out of the sky. I ain't seen money come out of nowhere. I've seen a $30,000-plus check come in.
I know that's right.
I've seen people come and drop money in my hand and the exact number that I needed to take care of the bill.
That's right.
I remember when I had our church, glory to God, we were short in Atlanta, Georgia. And this lady who had visited for the first time, she came back to the church, we were getting ready to close. She said, Pastor, I'm so sorry. I was supposed to give my tithe. And I'm like, Tyus, you don't even go to church here.
Okay.
She says, but God told me to give you this. Mm-hmm. It's almost $1,000, and it was the exact amount to the last cent that we needed.
Amen.
For that month.
Yes.
See, I've seen God do crazy stuff. Yes. And he does it to show us everything that concerns you, Madison, I got under control.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. Trust me. By even everything that concerns you, I've got you covered.
Amen.
You just got to trust me. Mother Catherine, at 86 years old, everything you need, I've already taken care of. He'll use others to do it. And give them the heart to do it. Say, give them the heart. Because their blessings are going to be based upon what you do for others. Mm-hmm. So I hope I encourage you today.
Yes.
I hope the Lord God encourages you today. To go deeper, say go deeper.
Go deeper.
Go deeper in God. There's a personal realm that God wants to take each and every one of us into.
Yes.
But it costs you something. It's a cost. Say there's time. You gotta give God time. Say time. Any relationship worth having is gonna take time to develop. Why would it be different with God, whom you can't see? There's so many dynamics that comes with worshiping and spending time with God. And the church has put so many different categories about worship. When worship is simply supposed to be a lifestyle, you walk with God 24/7, 365. Uh-huh. Just talk. Uh-huh. Listen to the word. Say, listen to the word. And talk to the Father. Say, share it.
Share.
See, my God has opened up the door for me to go back to school.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to go whether people give or not. I appreciate it.
Yes.
I do. And God will bless you because that's what he does. Because God says, whatever you may have for others, I'll make happen for you. The thing you need, I'll send somebody to take care of yours. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I understand that. I want to prevent anyone from doing anything as it relates to that. But know this, God's going to always reward those who give. Because it's part of his heart.
Amen.
You follow that? But as you begin to spend time with the Father, he's going to begin to reveal specific things. Say specific things.
Specific things.
Say to you.
To you.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Say specific things.
Specific things.
Mm-hmm. And if you love him, say, if you love him, say all things.
All things.
Are gonna work together.
Gonna work together.
Say for your good.
For your good.
Say all things.
All things.
Madison, say all things. We'll work together for you, because God loves you beyond your wildest imagination. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Give me some soft music over here. Amen. Glory to God. Just close your eyes. Just thank him for the word. Something you've never done before in his presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.